sprechen.
Alright, Jan. Can you shortly say a bit about Kempker again?
Yes.
You started some years and stuff in that.
So the brewery itself is a 100 years old building. It's an old cow staple. And in 2018, we renovated the space, took everything apart, built in slope floors, new plumbing, new electricity, water filters. And now, since end of 2018, we are brewing here in the farm. Before that, I had like a small kitchen where I tried my like recipes, making like 600 liters of beer per month, and drove to beer festivals and presented the stuff and got some good feedback. So like, yeah, mainly feedback from other brewers. You make the beer that I like to drink. Yeah. It's like brewer's beer. Yeah, everything what we are making is what we love and like to do. And everything is like grown organically. It's like the stuff which we use, but also like the brewery is grown organically. So we started with two barrels in 2017, and then in 2018 we had 15 barrels, and 2019 we had like 35, and this is 2020, and we have like around 70 barrels and also some bigger barrels, and there is a bit more to come. And we are now producing here 30,000 liters of farmhouse beers. Mainly the local historic beer, the Münsterisch Alt beer. It's a golden sour, which we brew with barley malt, wheat and spelt, under a blend of aged and fresh hops. And in the wintertime we use a cool ship, and every time we use our house culture. And occasionally we do something which is fermented spontaneously, or some lager beers that we brew. And yeah, the idea is to make like very drinkable but also complex beers. It's like there's nothing too extreme, like extreme sourness is nothing we do, or extreme juiciness or something. It's a beer where you want to drink not just one glass, where you want to drink like five. And that's the idea behind that.
Yeah, tell a bit, you also do some ciders?
Yes. When we were finished with building the brewery, we made our first cider. Spontaneous cider from local apples. It's not orchard apples, it's like Hochstamm apples, like big trees which are in the ground for a long time, and they draw a lot of flavor from the ground. And that's the apples that we use. It's like from local farmers who have like field orchards, then from people in the villages who still have some apple trees in their gardens. And we make a big blend of out of that. And the 2018-2019, bring the apples to cider mill, which pressed the juice for us, and we let it here ferment spontaneously and put it on barrels. And in 2020, we invested in our own like cider mill and fruit press. And now we are able to do like more like single variety stuff, or like blending apples with pears, or like the tiny Sorbus apples. So which are the apples for actually for the birds, but they're very tannic and you can use them also for cider. So that's what we want to experiment this year. And it's probably like, well, starting in 2 or 3 weeks. So it's was a very hot year. And I think we will have apples for cider mid of August.
And product wise, once everything is labeled and ready to sell, how do you do that? Is it mostly sold in small shops in Germany? Do you export, or how does that work?
It's very heterogeneous. So we have a lot of like retailers and bars and restaurants which we deliver directly, or they come here and pick their stuff up. But we are slowly getting this a bit more professionalized. So working together with wholesalers, hopefully in the Netherlands. And yeah, so France and others like markets. So for now, it's more like either like people are doing like group buys. So from a certain area, like say, send a pallet and we split it together, or restaurants or bars that need more beer, they order directly a pallet. So that's what they do. Or when we travel, we have a van full of beer, and then
as a brewer. Do you also do tap takeovers at other locations or collaboration beers? So is the yeah. brewer rockstar life?
Yeah, so well, back in the days, we did tap takeovers. In, I think in a lot of countries in Europe, well, mainly Benelux, Scandinavia, Berlin, and normally we'd have one in April we would have been in France, in March we would have been in Norway, but unfortunately that didn't happen. Since it's a bit more safer and the borders are opening and we have a bit more freedom, we are now doing like collaborations. So we now had the chance to brew the beer with Doc, and we have ideas in mind to do a batch with a French brewery. We still need to see how we can manage this timely. So there are two options on how you brew a collab. So you feel like, yeah, we brew a collab, here's a recipe. Or like you meet up and try to understand the people, what they do, and making adjustments on the brew day. So. That's I'm more the second guy, like getting to know the person and then also decide a bit spontaneously in which direction the beer should go.
2020 was also the year of the pandemic. What was the impact for your brewery?
I try to just focus on the positive things. So from 2017 to March 2020, more than 80% of what we had brewed was just sold outside of Germany, and outside of the area. And this was somehow a bit bothering for us. And the positive thing was that when the lockdown came, like people were questioning a bit more. It's like, where does my stuff come from? Is this all safe and healthy, how we live? And then we had like people, they were looking out. So what is happening in my neighborhood, where people who I can support, and what are they doing? So maybe it's something where I can find myself into as well. So, and we had gotten a lot of new customers here from the area, which either like ordered online or came to our farm sale to pick up bottles, and that was very nice to see. And now we are like doing 50% of our turnover probably within Germany, which is a positive thing. So it's not like we are like everything has broken down, it's just German sales are a bit better now, and that's nice. That's a new motivation for us. It's always the nice process that we made, but also to get like people from the area trying to find the forgotten tastes about their area, and that's nice. So that's why I started in 2017, but I never knew in 2017 people from outside were buying the stuff.
What are your future plans with the brewery?
So in the end, we still want to brew beer, make more cider. And the other thing is give this a bit more sustainable foundation. So right now we are here in a small rented building. We have no possibilities to expand. And we want to give this a bit more nicer experience and an experience where I can use like forklift or whatever to save my back a bit and to run everything a bit more professionally. We need the bottling line. We cannot fit it inside here. And therefore, we need more space and we're looking for farm space. So maybe 2030 or something, we have a farm, or maybe earlier, we need to see.
Yeah. Final question. What is the most fun in being a brewer?
Fun in being a brewer? People. You're getting to know a lot of really nice people who are into food or into drinks or into agriculture, and with those people are coming stories and also like very nice like products, and sometimes they know a person and they get you together, and then you see like the whole thing, it makes sense if you do it like that. And it was like a very slow process, but we are now like getting like a really nice network here of local producers, and some of the stuff you can also like see when you're visiting the brewery, like who make like very special picks or cheeses, coffee, and like at least on a yearly basis, I want to get like everything of them together and do something, being it either a festival or a workshop or just a dinner, so that the other people also see that you're not alone with what you're doing. So it's very important, because here is no like real food startup scene or whatever. At least the main thing is like bullshit. It's like making craft Gouda cheese and something like that, and that's bullshit. And people were like starting from scratch, like they took their last 20,000 euros and they kind of set up something and have grown organically and making really nice products. So that's the spirit, like the idea behind the actual craft. Craft beer was not really about investing millions and trying to sell a lot of beer. That was never the intention with craft beers, because you wanted to products where you're dreaming about or where you're passionate on, and you piece something together and improvise. So that's the idea.
Yep. Yeah, that's always the thing when students